Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
Scrubbing in, and we have so much to cover.
I know we had there was a lot happening that we have to talk about. I mean, we had the Red re-release, Taylor's version, All Too Well, 10-minute version.
Yeah.
All the Vault songs. We went to Nashville for Ben and Jess's wedding.
Yeah, I'm still coming off 4 days of just like drinking heavily.
Yeah, I know. It's like weird because it's such a weird contrast of going through COVID. I never drank, but I'm only a social drinker. So of course I wasn't being social during that time. And now I feel like every weekend I've been drinking so much and I'm like, why?
I know. And Red Star said like the cutest thing after the wedding about you that I'm going to tell you about later. It was just like the cutest thing. There's what? So much to cover. So we're just going to have this podcast is going to be solely dedicated to wedding catch up, Nashville talk, Taylor talk, and just girl chat.
Girl time.
Yes. Before we get into all that, there is a question that I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
I sent to Hannah last week. I was like, don't let me forget. I want to ask Becca something because it came up the other day. Did you see that the Jonas Brothers have a roast on? They're doing a roast that's going to be aired.
Where they like people make fun of them and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're posting promos and I was talking about it to some of the people on the morning show. And I said, I actually got invited to go to the roast. Kevin Jonas invited me to go to the roast. guess when it was.
When it was?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know when.
It was the same day as the birthday party that we were throwing for you.
Wow.
And so I said, it was like the exact same time. It was literally then at like 7 p.m. Uh-huh. And so I said, I wish I could. I would literally give my left arm, but it's my best friend's birthday and I'm helping throwing the party. So, you know, I can't miss it. And then Mark was like, I bet Becca would have if she's a best friend, she would have understood if you had to come late for a Jonas Brothers roast. And so I wanted to, even though it's in the past and I did choose to decline the invitation, if I would have proposed the idea to you, what would you have said?
I would have been like, that's totally fine.
No.
Yes, I would have. Are you kidding me?
No, you would not.
Tanya, are you kidding me? Out of all your friends, I feel like I'd be the one who would be like, that's fine.
Could you imagine I like set up this whole thing?
I'm I would have been more weirded out. Like you planned the whole party and right, then not going to be there.
Come
but
at, like,
I wouldn't have personally been like, I would have just been like, okay, this is a weird thing that you're planning this party and you're not here for it. But I wouldn't have been like upset or anything.
Oh,
sorry about that. Now you know for the future.
I could turn back time.
But honestly, I feel like you and Red Star making the interest as Kravis was very important. So
I feel like I made the right decision. I feel as though you're more important to me than the Jonas Brothers.
Thank you. It always feels like a battle between me and the Joe Bros. So I'm happy to know where I stand.
Most things are a battle between, it's either like, you know, Jonas Brothers or not.
I know.
Yeah. But you won that battle.
Thank you so much.
But
for future reference, like, if it was someone that like, I thought does she really care that much about them? I might be like, but like, I feel like the Jonas Brothers, Taylor Swift, if it's Harry Styles, I better be invited to that. But, you know, like there are a few where I'd be like, I'm not going to be mad about that.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you were, yeah.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. I do still feel like I made the right decision, but.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, like if it were the roles reversed, I would never even ask.
I'd be like, no. It'd be a no.
But I do feel like I would be okay with that as long as you showed up at some point.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. So we want to start with the wedding.
So
why don't you start? You got there before I did.
Okay. This is the funniest story because we're on our way to Nashville and of all the people on this plane, right? Red Star and I sit literally across the aisle from a guy that I used to date who is like from The Bachelor, who was going to the wedding. No, I thought about it. No, I think I just called him New York guy. I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
But I did think about that. So I get up and I see him and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's good to see you. And he's like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you too. Da, da, da. And I said, oh, here, this is my boyfriend, Robbie. And so they met, cut to an hour into the flight and they are just chumming it up. They are just getting along, thick as thieves. We realize that we're staying at the same hotel. So we Uber together. We realize we're on the same flight back home to LA. We decide we're going to ride back together. He's texting us the whole week. Like he literally was just as much a part of our weekend as you were. And I was thinking about it the other night because when we flew back to LA, he was like saying goodbye and he said, you know, we should all hang out. They're wearing the exact same tennis shoes.
Yeah, like, that's the best part.
It was just so funny. But in my head, I was thinking like, if this would have been one of Red Star's exes on the flight, I would have been nice and I would have, you know, engaged in conversation, but not to the degree. Do you know what I mean? Like guys just don't.
It's different.
They just bro out. And like we were taking shots with him at the bar like the first night. And it was just in the whole weekend. They were like, hey, hey, hey. They just became such bros. And I just thought it was such a funny. I was like, of course.
Well, I have to compliment Red Star because he is the most unbothered human I have ever met in my life. Like, I'm not even talking, of course, stuff like that where it's like guys you've talked to. He is not threatened in the least by anyone. But also just in general life, like if something isn't ideal, he totally spins the perspective and he's like, it's okay. Like, no big deal. We'll figure it out. Like, he's so unbothered.
Yeah. And like, just positive. Even if you're in like a crap situation, he will be like, that's okay. We're learning a lesson here. And I'm like, God, to be in that. I thought I was in that headspace. Like, you know what I mean? I always think I was that person until I met him and I was like, wow.
But it's, you have a positive perspective on life, but you get anxious and worried.
Yes.
He doesn't get that anxiety or worried vibe ever.
No.
I haven't experienced it.
No. He's like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll make us stronger. I'm like, what? But that was, one of those instances where I just was so funny to me.
Do you know, I think maybe, would you mind if Red Star and I ever did Amazing Race together? I think we could do well and win the million. You and him wouldn't, and neither could me in 95P. We just, it wouldn't go well. Just wouldn't. And that's just the facts. I've had to lay out who I would choose. Arden, my sister's girlfriend, is one of my choices.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like Red Star, because I don't think we'd yell at each other.
And
but
he's competitive.
He's competitive, but he wouldn't, he'd be like, it's fine, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
While I, because I'd probably freak out.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. Well, no. So my answer to that is no. Okay. I'd be happy.
Oh, you'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So y'all flew in on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And went and raged, apparently.
Just raged.
So then, Haley and I flew in on, what?
Days like, don't even matter. Like, honestly, well, no, the whole thing
was a blur. We got there a whole day later and y'all were like hungover all day on Friday.
Yeah.
And so we were like, we had planned a dinner to, made a reservation and went out and y'all came and met up with us, really rallied that night.
We really did. The whole weekend we really rallied.
Yeah, y'all really did.
Yeah.
Also, so Haley and I are checking in at the hotel. We stay at the same hotel and Becca Kufrin and Thomas walk out.
Yeah.
And listen,
my God. My God.
Thomas is handsome. Like, you, when you watch him on TV, you're like, wow, he's really handsome. He is like a stat, like a Greek statue in real life.
I literally found myself going like this. Yeah. You can't see me because this is a podcast, but it was almost as if I was looking at the Statue of Liberty.
He's so tall and he's like really muscular, but
handsome.
So handsome. They are so cute together. And like,
yeah,
it is just, it's really cute to watch, like a blossom, like a new love. I guess it's newish.
Yeah. Newish. Yeah. I really enjoyed them too. I feel like we spent a lot of time with them over the weekend, 'cause they were also at the same hotel. And, Red Star and I kept saying like just how cool and down to earth and fun and just nice they were.
Totally. That's how we felt the same way. So then Saturday was the...
Oh, wait. I have to tell you the funniest thing. So, you know, so Red Star's not in the entertainment world, right? Like, he doesn't really know much.
Pop culture.
He knows like the basics and stuff. Like, he reads Twitter, but he's not like in it. And so on one of the days, our friend Candace, formerly Akola, now Candace King, just moved to Nashville. And so I'd made plans to see her, to get coffee with her while I was in Nashville. And I really wanted her to meet Red Star. And so we met her for coffee one morning and we're walking around this like coffee shop to try and find somewhere to sit. Right. And there's kind of like all these different rooms. And so we walk into one room and we walk out and there's like nowhere to sit, but there was one table that looked like they had like a few bites of their food left. And so Robbie said, I'll go back and I'll ask them if they're finishing up and we can take their table. Right. So he walks back in without us and they go, is that Caroline Forbes from the Vampire Diaries? And he was like, I don't know. It's I know that that's not her name. Yeah. And they were like, is she an actress? And he goes, yeah, she's an actress. And they're like, that's Caroline Forbes from the Vampire Diaries. And he walks out and he's just like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
It's really endearing.
It is really endearing.
You know what he does know, though, is Bachelor.
He does know the Bachelor.
He's a Bachelor watcher.
Yeah, he's a Bachelor watcher. But I just find it so cute that he just like, I was like, oh, bless your heart.
I had a similar experience with Candace, actually. I was on a Show Me Your Moo Moo shoot, and I had just finished The Bachelor, and I never watched Vampire Diaries. Like, literally had never seen an episode. And so she was there and she was like, would you mind taking a video for my stepdaughter? Like, she loved you on the show. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Like, you know, I had no idea. And so I was talking to one of the other girls and she was like, Candace, she, you know, from when she did Vampire Diaries. And I was like, oh, she did Vampire Diaries. So I text my sister who was like a big fan. And I was like, do you know Candace? And she was like, she's my favorite character. So then I was like, would you mind giving my sister a video shout out? But she is really one of the nicest.
Oh, yeah. So. Honestly, I want to give her a shout out because that woman was just, she's been so wonderful to me because she, you know, when she met her husband, now you said stepdaughter, so she's kind of walked this walk.
Yeah.
And she has really just extended her hands out to me and wrapped them around me and been so just wonderful to me. Because of all that, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't need to do that. She gave me her number and we created a beautiful friendship, and I just love her, and I wish all the good things for her because she's just amazing.
Yeah, I think she's one of the good ones in this crazy industry.
Yeah, like we sat with her for like 3 hours and had coffee, and it was
a long coffee date.
Because it's interesting when you're in this position, you know, like a lot of people, you don't really like know anything unless you're in it, you know? So it's just kind of like nice because we can really talk on a different level than I can with some of my best friends, you know?
Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot, and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. So y'all did that, and then Saturday was the day of the wedding, mm-hmm. and we were going to get up and like go and explore Nashville because we had such limited time, but we slept so late.
Yeah.
We went to sleep late, slept late. And so we got up and got ready for the wedding, and it was one of the most beautiful estates locations I've ever seen.
Yeah, stunning.
The trees were like all different colors, and Ben and I met in such a, you know, bizarre way. Like, if people were like, oh, how do you know Ben or Jess? It's such a strange way of meeting someone. But I remember after being on his season, and even like I remember initially I was like hurt that he sent me home, but then I remember having this perspective shift of like, what a relief to know that there are those types of men out there.
Yeah.
Like, I just think of him as like one of the really, really great guys that I know in my life. And I know like you've gotten close with him since then, and he like loves you. And
yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like, it's one of those, he's just so, such a refreshing, kind, genuine man. And I think, I mean, I was crying within 2 minutes of the wedding. Because, and you know, when you heard people speak about him, mm-hmm. it's like everybody feels the exact same way about Ben, you know, and Jess too. I don't know Jess as well as mm-hmm. Ben, but again, they're just these genuinely kind, wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And so there was just so much love in that space. Mm-hmm. You could like feel it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even the pastor, the way he described both Ben and Jess.
Yeah.
A lot of hers was centered around her purity, like being pure in her heart. And it's so like, that's how I see, like, Jess has like this light about her that's different. And Ben, he's described him as a man of character. And that's exactly how I would describe Ben. So it was like, hearing everyone think the same thing was so spot on.
When I tell you, I wrote down a part of that because it really struck me. They said that there's a difference between chemistry and character.
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry will keep you in the short term in a relationship, where character, that's where the long game is. Character holds your marriage together. And I just remember that like really sticking out to me.
I thought of you like when he said that part, but it's true. I've never even had that shift in my mind of thinking like chemistry. We always talk about chemistry. Like, chemistry is such a focus of when you meet someone, and like, do you have chemistry with them?
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. Like, I really do think it's important, but is that what holds a relationship together for like years and years and years?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's character.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I've had this conversation with Red Star a lot of times, and he calls it committed to commitment. And it really is like, it's character that takes you the long haul. And I always say that I've always said that was the biggest thing that I look for in a partner, is somebody that I admire and somebody with good character.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt really like validated when the pastor said that as well.
Yeah. The pastor and you are on the same page.
Yeah,
same page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big wedding. I mean, but there was this intimacy about it because, you know, every single person in that tent or whatever we were in feels that same way about Ben and Jess.
Yeah.
And so I think it was really cool to be surrounded by so many people who love them so much, and they love people so much. So I was it's so cool to be a part of something, especially in how we met and being around so many people I haven't seen in so long from the show. It was really fun.
Yeah. It almost felt like homecoming.
It really did. Yeah. It was, and you're like an honorary bachelor member. Like literally, I can't remember where we were one time at someone else. They were like, what season was she on? And I was like, oh no, she's an honorary member.
Yeah, yeah. I could probably make one up though. I could be like, I was on season 13B.
Yeah. 13B.
Yeah. You didn't see that one.
Yeah. Never made it to the air. But it was super fun. It was freezing. All of us from LA were like, what is this cold?
Yeah, everybody made fun of me. I brought this coat that literally like a sleeping bag and went all the way down to the floor. But let me tell you, I was so happy I had it the whole weekend because this LA, this Cali girl dips below 60 and I'm like shivering.
I know. Haley was like putting together her outfits and I was like, it's really cute, but it's summery. It's going to be like 40 degrees there. Yeah. She's like, so you don't like it? And I'm like, no, I like it. It's just not weather appropriate.
I also need to tell you, Franklin, Tennessee is like.
Do we move there?
Oh, my goodness.
Do we?
Literally, I was in heaven. We're walking the streets and there's like this box. I posted it on my Instagram, but it was the cutest thing ever. It was like this box was like the free library, but instead of books, it was handwritten letters and just like letters of encouragement to people. And I just was going through that box and just reading through everything. And then I wrote one and I made Red Star write something. And it was funny because I wrote it really quickly. And then I was like, are you going to add to it? And so he's like, I need a minute to think. Doesn't just come to me like you.
Yeah. The words aren't just at the tip of my tongue at all times. Yeah,
but it was just so cute. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most Tanya box I've ever seen. Just like in the middle of this like circle.
I know. I thought that was really cute too. I really liked the sentiment there. I have some really funny videos of you. I can't wait to post them.
Oh yeah. And I was like, why, where are they? Oh, you can't post them.
No, we can't post.
Oh, I can't wait to see those because let me tell you, I got drunk. And actually, I got my period at the wedding.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I am... You know what happens when I get my period? I get like gnarly crampage. Yeah. And I was like, if I can't find painkillers, it's going to be a rough night. Red Star scoured the place. Like he asked every wedding planner, every bartender, every person under the sun and found me some painkillers.
You really saved the night.
Really saved the night.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was a lot though. I mean, if you were in pain, that would have been a long night for you.
But it was really cute. So we got back that night and before we went to sleep, we were like laying in bed and he was just like, he was so happy that we got to actually spend like quality time with you and Haley. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you know, I really love the person that Becca is. Aww, I know. But it was like such a sweet way he said it too. Yeah. He's like, she's just so kind and so loving and like just so I know, it literally made me cry. I'm like, you can't do this to me before I go to bed. It was so sweet.
I feel the same way. I mean, like literally every time we hang out with y'all, I'm like, Tanya, she found her match. Literally, because Tanya is I don't even know how to word this, but she does things that most people would be so embarrassed in public or like even to us, like the things she talks about. Sometimes he's like, Tanya, but he just goes along with it. He's not even fazed. He's really good.
Yeah. And he gets up with me and dances with me everywhere. We danced at every bar that we were at. Like it was almost like we were the only people in the room. It was just like, it was such a wonderful weekend.
And in my mind, I'm like, I was thinking like, well, it's in the first year of them dating. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's literally year two. And y'all still are up dancing in the room. It's really
we're
going
to be up dancing in the room till till we can't get up no more.
I know. Also, so Chris Soules was there. So I haven't seen him in forever. So it was just like time with the guys that
you dated.
Yeah, dated, but.
Yes, dated. You dated him.
I dated him, but like in such a strange, like, you know, in the context of like, I knew him for like 48 hours total. Like literally spent probably a total 48 hours with him. But my dad, he and my dad love each other. And so he was asking about my dad and my brother and everything. And so so I got drunk, but I still remember things.
Yeah. 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 That's the best drunk.
See, I disagree because I had like some anxiety thinking just of some of the conversations I had and like I felt like I said dumb things just to keep the conversation going. Like, you know, when you talk too much and then you're like, why did I not just like
in the conversation. I feel like when you don't remember the night, that's when you get even more anxious.
But then you're like, shh, damn, like, hope I didn't do anything bad. But then when you remember, it's almost like, I don't know. I'm torn between if I'd rather be like blackout drunk or drunk enough to remember stupid things.
No, drunk enough to remember is good.
Anyways, that wasn't a part of the... So Crystal, I FaceTimed my dad and Crystal, because I remember when I was dating Robert, we were at this event and Chris Soules was there. And this is the first time my parents had met Robert. And I was like, this is my boyfriend, Robert. And dad's just like sitting, like schmoozing with Crystals. No. I'm like, this is my current boyfriend.
Please get to know him.
Yes. So that was funny. But yeah, I had a great time. Had a 7:45 flight the next morning, which did not feel good.
You know, there's two types of people after a wedding. There are the people who get the first flight out in the morning so you can spend your day at home, in your bed. Which I appreciate. And we did that for Jared and Ashley's wedding. We took like the first flight out and just slept the whole next day.
God, that was one of the most painful.
Because we didn't sleep.
And I had to drive. And yeah. You had to pee in the hydro flask.
And I had to pee in the hydro flask. Never forget that. Yeah. But so you guys took the early flight and we took the later flight. It's hard to say which one's worse, honestly.
So the thing actually that saved me was that because we got back to the hotel. It wasn't, it was like midnight or something. It wasn't insanely late or anything. And we went to sleep. And so we had to wake up at 6. So we were going to get 6 hours, but I slept horrible. So when my alarm went off, I didn't even feel like I had gone to sleep. So I wasn't like dying.
Yeah.
And I actually slept on the plane, which I can never sleep on a plane.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Once we got home, got in and out, just laid on the couch all day, I was like, I'm so happy we did that.
Well, I have to tell you, so, you know, my drink of choice is tequila. Like, I always drink tequila. Yeah, tequila Tanya on the rocks. Yeah. That's how I roll. So our first night there, we went out to dinner, and Red Star's drink is a Hendrix martini with
olives
and onions. And I've never had a Hendrix martini. I think there's gin in there. I don't know what alcohol is in there, but I was like, you know what? I'm in Nashville. I'm with my boyfriend. I've never tried this drink. This drink he drinks. This is his drink, you know? So I was like, I'm going to get one. Your girl was flying so high after two teenies because people told me that a martini is like boobs. One is not enough, but more than two is too many.
Oh.
I think that's what the saying is.
That feels right.
Yeah. So I had two at dinner. And we were making friends with the people to the right of us. We made a bet. We were like, how many dates have they been on? So then we made our bet. And then we got the whole story. We became like best friends with them. Then we like became friends with the people to the left of us. I love a Hendrix martini. I think that might be my new choice because I wasn't hungover from it. And tequila makes me very hungover.
Yeah. Funny you say that because I drink vodka. I didn't drink tequila, which, you know, I've always been more tequila based. Uh-huh. And I wasn't hungover at all.
See?
So maybe there's something to it. Isn't it fun, though, when you get to that point of like you're not drunk, but you're like just like so feel like so social and like you just want to talk to be friends with everybody and like you're not scared at all.
No.
I need to be like at that level if I ever run into Jennifer Aniston again. Just like. A little just comfortable enough, confident enough.
You're never going to get to that level.
What do you mean?
Because we were drunk at the People's Choice Awards.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you weren't?
Mm-mm.
Was that just me?
Seems that way. Speaking of People's Choice Awards, go vote for Chicks in the Office for Pop Podcast.
Keep voting for Chicks in the Office.
I think we need to take a break. Mark has joined us, but before Mark even says hello, we're going to take a break and we'll be back to talk about Red, Taylor's version.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're back. Mark has joined us from the studio.
Hi. Mark, you really missed some entertaining stories from the weekend.
I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry. I was on important phone calls. I'm a very busy, important person. And so, I'm sorry I missed that.
What did he miss? Which stories do you feel like he missed?
Just all of them.
Oh, you felt like that he would have been entertained by
them? I think he would have been entertained by some. Really? For sure.
We mostly just talked about, we went to the wedding and, I was in a room with, you know, two of the people that I mean, I went on their seasons of The Bachelor.
She
says exes, but that feels like...
dated somebody, that's your ex.
No, like, do you call every single guy you went on a date with your ex?
No.
Okay, there we go.
And also, if you dated them on television, is that a whole different category?
Like, in front of cameras? Like, I don't know. I don't refer to them as my exes. I just, you know, they're guys that I knew in a bizarre experience. One of them got a little closer to a serious commitment than the other, but
right, like you were almost engaged to one of them.
But
so
no,
I wasn't. Call that
was my
next
whole storyline. Was that?
I know, but you were close.
So
and then my boyfriend is like wanting to be best friends with the guy that I dated in my past.
Yeah,
like,
one of the guys that she actually, you liked him more than
a lot,
and it just never.
We were like cross country, so it never really worked out. But it's just so funny because guys just don't care and they're so like chill about it. I was like, what? My
That's
tongue has
point.
Been in his mouth.
Yeah, and that didn't seem to faze him at all, huh?
At all. They were so chummy.
And if it was reversed, if you were sitting next to one of his ex-girlfriends, that would have bothered you that his tongue has been in her mouth.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have been mean. I would have been so nice and, you know, friendly, but I would not have been. I mean, they were thick as thieves.
you'd have talked to her the entire flight, which is kind of your own revenge in some ways.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, I would definitely be the one who talked to my ex's girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just the whole time.
Yeah, hard to say, honestly. If you put me in that position, hard to say what I would have done. But I was laughing the entire time. I was just like, this is so funny. Of course, he's like in our hotel on both of our same flights. We're sharing Ubers the whole weekend, taking shots together. Like,
and we never had a nickname for this guy?
No, I think I just called him like New York guy.
I don't remember that. But he's the guy we called with Ryan to say, were you really sick when you blew off Tanya?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. One. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I really like him. And now we're trying to set him up with someone. So here we are.
Yeah. Who do we know? We know so many people.
I know. But you know what's interesting? As you get older, setting people up, it's a lot of pressure. You want to make sure that both parties are excited and interested, you know?
Yes.
So it's kind of like intimidating.
No, it's not, because they go on one date and then they go, hey, I really liked her, I'd like to see her again, or I really liked him, I like
no,
to see him again.
Or pressure. They go, they're like, oh, that's Tanya's friend, I need to at least take her out twice, or you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think that's yours to take on.
So now what I've taken on is throwing a party for all of our single friends to mingle.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
See who sticks.
Hey, I think I want to do a Friendsgiving at my place.
Cute.
Yeah.
Well, you better hurry up because it's like in a week and a half.
Yeah. So this week.
Yeah. So maybe.
Oh, Mark, I found a loophole to having liquids on the desk because I brought Tanya. I asked if she wanted a drink. And so
smart.
Yeah. I'm a thinker.
The problem is that coffee is going to be a much bigger stain to deal with than water would be.
Well, normally it's a Celsius, so.
It's not the stain. It's the water. I mean, it's the wetness. It's the wetness.
It's not a stain. Oh, also, I asked Tanya if, because we were talking about Red Star's like very unbothered by everything. It's quite inspirational.
Inspirational, truly.
And I was saying, I always like think about when I meet people, I think, or like when I'm thinking about people that I could do the Amazing Race with. Mm. I put him in my list of people I think I could do it with, and Tanya said it would be okay. And also my sister's girlfriend, she would be a good partner for me too. So I have two people that I think I could do well.
I think that's good balance, though. I know it can be annoying sometimes because I'm somebody that's not really that bothered by much. And so I feel like that's annoying to my wife sometimes that I'm never really bothered by much when she is very worried about a lot of things all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a male-female thing, but I also think it's a balance thing. Like, if we're both all worried all the time, that's not good. And if we're both super chill about everything, that's not necessarily good.
It's
I think so it works.
True. It really is
true. It
does,
but you know what's funny is I was saying that, like, I used to think I was Miss Positivity and always looked at the bright side, and then I started dating this guy, and he is 10 times that. Like, you know, like, things give me anxiety and things make me stressed out, things bother me. And he's always just like, it's okay. This is a challenge. We're gonna be a team. We're gonna face it together, and we're gonna learn, and we're gonna get through it. And I'm like,
I don't think it takes away that you're a positive person, though. I just think that he's able to shift the perspective in the moment.
Correct.
Whereas you can shift the perspective maybe after some time of thinking about it.
Yeah, a lot of processing. A lot of processing.
A lot of therapy processing.
Correct.
So the other big thing that happened last week. Taylor Swift re-released Red, Taylor's version. And do you know...
How are we so far into this podcast? We haven't talked about
it. Well, because
we talked about it in tears. Yeah, we wanted to do it in tears. So like people who aren't Taylor fans, because, you know, sometimes in the Facebook group, we get a little scuttle that we talk too much Taylor. So we wanted to do, you know, wedding recap, life, Nashville, then Taylor.
Yes. I am just amazed that someone can take an album that has already been out, changed up, but I mean, not in a significant way, the original songs, and be number one streaming on every platform, the Billboard charts. And it's just like, it's like guaranteed. It like blows my mind. I can't even process that she has that much power.
I also just want to say that I feel personally attacked that we didn't get this 10-minute version of All Too Well originally. Like, the lyrics in the new All Too Well.
Oh, where does one
That's
begin?
That's true. For 9 years, she just sat on
she
that.
She just sat
some,
on that?
Some lyrics she edited out of the original version. Like, that is some serious stuff. That does not feel like 10 minutes.
No. Feels like it 2 seconds.
Flies by.
I might have to edit it, but the patriarchy.
I mean, yell
if there's
it
no
it's...
more modern woman line, like ever. Are you kidding me?
Apparently, I was reading some theories that basically she's saying that he dropped his keychain that said the patriarchy. And she was kind of saying like that he was like a performative feminist, that he was basically like he treated her like that, but had a keychain that said the patriarchy.
Oh,
which just, is even more just like
the lyric, I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age.
Oh. Or kept you like a, you kept me like a secret, but I kept you like an oath.
Good.
Are you kidding? It's a masterpiece.
You know what's is so interesting? So I think the reason why this album in particular by Taylor just hits people differently is because she even said it in that little like monologue or whatever you call that, an outro. That this is a, you know, an album that reflects a, you know, a broken person or something. Basically talking about how this is an album about heartbreak, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here and I'm like listening to this version of All Too Well and these songs that just are so sad. And these are songs that I've like listened to while I've been broken up with this man, mm-hmm. you know? And yet I'm so happy in this relationship. And it was the weirdest, what's the word?
Juxtaposition
because
dichotomy was good too. You're going to dichotomy.
I was going to dichotomy. Yeah, thank you. Where I, you know, I'm listening to these words that used to make me cry, and I can still get to that place, but I'm being held by this man that I like love so much, and he's listening to this music that he doesn't want to listen to or care about, or really listening to the lyrics and you know whatever. Mm. And I was just like, this is the weirdest state of mind to be in right now. It was very bizarre.
Because you, Red came out during your breakup, right?
No. Red came out in 2012.
I know. When was your breakup?
No. I mean, like, even when we were broken up when I was broken up with Red Star.
Oh.
Remember when we were, like, coming back, driving home, and I was listening to All Too Well on repeat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we were also listening to State of Grace.
State of Grace. Red. The lyrics are, like, loving you was red.
I know.
Losing you was blue.
I know. And you know what's interesting is that I
never saw you coming and I'll never be the same.
I love that lyric.
Oh.
When I was in 2012, had never even experienced love. So those lyrics now, like I get them so much more, even though I haven't experienced like heartbreak to that degree. I understand that the level of love typically equals the level of heartbreak. And like, knowing those lyrics of like loving you is red, like it's so like you can't contain it, means so much more than it did in 2012.
The lyric, so casually cruel, oh, in the name of being honest.
That's the one that struck me, even though I know that's in the original, but yes, that one did it, hit.
Because it's hard. Like sometimes when you break up with somebody, it's not bad. You know what I mean? There's not, nobody did anything. It's just, I'm in a bad place or I'm in this, you know, whatever. So they're being honest. But it's just so casually cruel. You're just being honest, but it's so casually cruel.
I'll never forget when I heard, like, actually heard that lyric for the first time.
Felt it.
And, like, all of a sudden, I had listened to the song so many times. And all of a sudden, I was like, so casually cruel. Like, even when someone gives you an opinion that you didn't ask for, and they're like, I'm just being honest. And you're like, that was cruel.
Yeah,
like but, that and was also like, that he called her and you call me up again just to break me like a promise. Oh. So casually cruel in the name of being honest. Like he initiates the conversation to try to justify his own guilt for what happened. And in the process, just destroys her all over again.
The short film.
Oh,
great.
Great.
Their chemistry. I almost even them kissing in the middle of the road. I felt like I need to look away. Like their chemistry was so good. And I was thinking,
I think Sadie Sink, which by the way is a fantastic name.
Yeah.
Sadie
yeah.
Sink.
Is that her real name? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't
I
know.
Think we
I'll
talked
look it
about
up.
This last week. And
but she was on Stranger Things and I think she's going to be around for a long, long time. She's fantastic.
Yeah. God, I mean, honestly, it's just.
Her name is Sadie Elizabeth Sink.
It's just so good. I think Babe, I know. So it's interesting because a lot of the songs that were from the vault were songs that she's written, but have been sung by other artists.
Yeah. What was your favorite from the vault?
Babe. But it's, that's intro, not new.
What about your promises?
Promises.
I felt the same way. Also, Better Man, like.
Right, but like Little Big Debt, like that song's been out.
I know, but it's
different. It hits different when she sings it. No, I know.
And also Nothing New with Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. So there's also a theory, I guess, in, I don't know what video, Ed Sheeran is like wearing a Taylor Swift patch. Do you remember, Mark, what video she's in? Or he was in?
No.
Was it?
Somewhere he's wearing a Taylor Swift patch, but did you see the teasers that Taylor was posting with the cake and the equal sign?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's like
album.
Yeah. People are saying there's like theories going around that they did recorded a whole album together.
I have chills over.
I don't know how you put those two and two together, but
I have chills.
Yeah.
I love Ed Sheeran. People, I don't think he gets enough credit. Like people are so mean to him, but
who's mean to him? I feel like he's universally beloved.
No, he like literally got off the internet for a minute because he was big. People were so cruel and he was like, I just couldn't handle it. Like
I think Gen Z is not a fan. That's the vibe I'm getting is Gen Z does not like Ed and they let him know.
Yeah.
Really?
It's mean, yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, you know who Gen Z also doesn't like is Jake Gyllenhaal, and they're letting him know that as well.
Well, sure, but like my kids are very anti-Ed Sheeran, which I don't like because I think he's great.
Either.
And I also think he's a great guy.
Wait, why don't they like him? Why don't they like him?
They just don't like him because they'll even begrudgingly admit, my 15-year-old would be like, I mean, yeah, okay, Bad Habits is a good song, but ugh. Because they're very influenced by TikTok and they're seeing nothing but negativity on TikTok as if this is a person they're not supposed to like.
But what is it about him that they don't like?
I don't know that there is anything, but I think it might be that he's not as attractive as some of the other pop stars of the day.
I know. Oh. I'm telling you, it's like, it's unfair. I love Ed Sheeran. I'm an Ed Sheeran stan and I will be forever. And Gen Z has a lot, TikTok, in general, people who have literally basically said out loud that they are not Taylor Swift fans and don't understand her hype are turning into Swifties because of TikTok. And so the influence of TikTok is incredible or deteriorating. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you either can gain more momentum, like Taylor Swift, the momentum she gained from TikTok is insane to me. Like my whole For You page is just Taylor Swift. But also, if someone decides that they don't like you, downhill.
Yikes.
So be careful in your new TikTok venture.
Yeah. Just posted a new unboxing, actually.
Uh-oh.
So, okay. Jake Gyllenhaal is just casually living his life for...
I mean, I would love to know more about his weekend, man. That would be so fascinating.
I know.
You know what would it be... funny, or would it be like a bad move if he did an interview and wore a red scarf? Like, would that be funny?
I thought he should just put on that scarf and just walk a block in Manhattan and then just go away again and that and just watch the reaction.
Yes. I know. So you know what's interesting? I think about this because, like, you know, Sophie Turner posted about the new album. It's like obviously she and Joe Jonas have like a good sense of humor about it, you know. But I always wonder, obviously the feelings have, it's been so long that they're all in better places. They're all in great relationships. They've moved on. But to be in such a public relationship and to like, I try to put myself in his shoes, like would I play along with it or would I just want to hibernate? I feel like I'd play along with it.
This one was different though, because yeah, Joe and Sophie and Taylor, I mean, she even said like send presents when to your baby. What was the line in Lover? That Lover?
First of all, it was from Invisible String. Oh, dare you?
Oh yeah. Now I send presents to your baby. What is the line?
It's like the lyric is now I send baby gifts to my, I don't know what the lyric
something
is.
Along the lines of basically implying she sent a gift for Joe and Sophie's baby.
When they had their baby.
And this one just feels so different because it feels like the hurt that was there, almost like it was a genuine, like she liked Joe and like had like a big crush on him and like maybe thought she was in love. But this one feels like this was her first love, like her first like genuine heartbreak that like crushed her.
I think the smart move is to hibernate because it could be seen as mocking the pain that she's expressing in this album. It could be seen as him poking fun at the whole thing. And
but also, you know what really annoys me is that like, I think she did an interview this weekend and she said something about, or she was asked like, oh, have you heard from, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but basically like the people who are the subjects of your songs. And I'm just so over it because she has just been like ridiculed and painted to be this villain for writing about her heartbreak when men have been doing it for like thousands and millions of years. And nobody, whatever, however long men have been doing it, but they never get asked that question. And yet it's always such a thing when Taylor does it. And I'm just so done with that narrative.
So when have men, give me an example of men who have written so specifically about their exes.
How about Beatles? Hey, Jude.
Oh, Jude was actually John Lennon's son.
Oh, but... okay. Whatever. Hold on.
Well, she was ready for that one.
Okay, hold on. Let me just do a little perusing.
Let me just do a little perusing. No,
I'm
just,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying hers are so hyper specific to specific people and relationships, where I feel like most people, men and women, write more broadly about love and relationships.
But who cares? That's their prerogative.
I think that no one has ever had this much focus on who the songs are about. Like, you think about, like, people don't, like, everyone, her, she's never even confirmed who things are about.
Claudine, the Rolling Stones have a song called Claudine.
Oh, she's really bringing out some specific. What do you think?
Classic Claudine.
Yeah. Classic Claudine. Okay. Nobody's asking the Rolling Stones about that. No, were they now?
Well,
who
they
is
may
Claudine?
Have. We definitely want to know if they have.
Yeah. Okay.
But I will say,
Lady Jane. They also had another song, Lady Jane. Is anybody?
Well, I think also Taylor's are with celebrities. She dated celebrities and then she writes songs
but
about
them.
That's interesting.
Do you know what our queen said when they asked her? She goes, I haven't really thought about their experience, to be honest. She's just like, I'm just writing my music. I'm re-releasing
my song, my perspective, my story. You can't take that away from me.
Because the only other person I can think of who does this is Olivia Rodrigo. You know, we know who that guy was, and it was hyper-specific details about the relationship. And it was the same response from people.
It's true.
It's true.
Tanya, I do have to say it is true.
I don't know that it's any. I don't know that it's a gender thing. I just think that maybe she's gotten some flack about it, and that's unfortunate. But
well,
I think it's specific to her, and it's awesome.
Well, no, she's always gotten flack for dating people, and she's like, especially during that time where she was getting
that's true.
She was at a very normal age where she was had every right to be dating people, just like everyone her age. But because she was in the public eye dating celebrities, there was way more like. Criticism around it that she had to answer to. And that's not fair.
That women catch heck for having a whole bunch of relationships where men jump from bed to bed.
Totally.
Nobody cares. That's for sure 100%.
Which is what her whole song, The Man, is about. It's basically like, if I was Leo on a yacht, no one would be questioning
exactly.
me.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Anyways, I feel very lucky to have grown up with Taylor Swift and be in the generation of Taylor Swift, and like her music and lyrics will be spoken about forever.
And Gen Z seems fine with Taylor Swift, by the way.
Gen Z is, it's like a new, like, generation of Taylor Swift fans, and they are, it is a powerful group of people.
Billy Joel last week said that Taylor Swift is this generation's Beatles. And I thought that was actually a really interesting point and accurate.
I do, too. I thought it was very accurate.
I think that
my
generation was Michael Jackson. That was my generation's Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think this generation is Taylor Swift. I think that's right.
I agree.
I can't find more songs.
Well,
from-
also, Britney, Britney
not for
Spears.
Lack of trying, though. Wow.
Britney is free. Friday was a huge day. Britney is free. Taylor released Red. Paris Hilton got married this weekend. Nicole Richie was in attendance. There was something else significant that happened. I saw a rundown from someone. I think Kirby. Shout out to Kirby. But anyways, it was a big weekend for the women of like 2007, you know, like the stars of like our time all had a big weekend.
Yeah.
And I just felt.
And even Lindsay Lohan.
She's acting again.
Netflix teaser. Yeah. That looks good. There we go.
There you go.
What if Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift reconcile? That would be big.
But wait, what's next now? So we got the Red. What's next? Which album's next?
There's hints that it could be 1989, and there's hints it could be Speak Now. Because 1989, sometimes I think the Swifties are like 10 steps ahead of the rest of us. And I think Taylor may get her ideas from them sometimes because they're so in depth and smart that I'm like, where did this come from? Her the car that she used in the short film is a 1989.
Wasn't it the one from Style, the music video?
I don't know, but it's a 1989 Mercedes or whatever it is. So a lot of people have calculated that could be it. And then she's been wearing like purple and stuff. So people are saying that could be Speak Now.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm already excited for more.
But I don't want to get greedy. I'm like trying to just enjoy the re-release of Red.
Yeah, but you know, greedy is greedy. I don't know. I don't even have
couldn't it. Get couldn't there.
Get there.
Couldn't even make something up for us.
I couldn't even like get anything up. Like it was like
get
no,
it
the
up.
She's catching up with you right about now. It seems.
Yeah,
like.
Totally.
This is where it happens. Yeah.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm telling you guys, Nashville food is, I mean, I ate bread like bread was water.
You know, we have bread here. You just don't eat it.
Correct.
So but there's sure something the Nashville food.
No. It was something about the bread. It was like smothered and covered, as some may say.
I see.
It was beyond. I don't think I ate one fruit or vegetable all weekend.
proud of you. Your body was probably like, what a treat.
My body is hating me right now.
Well, we got back and got in and out, and I got extra lettuce. So I'm like pretty much on the health train.
You're back on
track. Yeah.
Anytime we see anything like really gross, like in terms of we were watching the TVs and there's an Applebee's commercial and it was hot wings that were like dipped in Cheetos. He goes, Becca would probably like that.
Yeah. I'm weird like, about wings that. Because like chicken can freak me out sometimes.
I don't understand wings that don't have bones in them. Like, don't wings have bones in them? How do they make boneless wings?
It's like a chicken tender.
Oh, just mushed up parts?
Okay, please. I can't handle mushed up parts because I might never eat chicken again. You know what I had for breakfast this morning, though? I got Chinese last night and I had fried rice for breakfast because it was so good. I was craving it so bad.
You are back on the health train.
I know. I'm back. It was vegetable fried rice, too. Okay. So Pop-Tart sent me... Pop-Tart came out with these specific butters that this butter company created to go with a specific flavor of Pop-Tarts. And they sent it to me. You're going to have to come try it.
That's a new level.
Yeah, I mean, did I get a Taylor Swift box with like her stuff in it? No.
No.
But did Pop-Tart
sure
send me?
Sure didn't get that. Sure didn't.
Pop-Tart did send me their butter and Pop-Tart combo.
So like the brown sugar Pop-Tart classic, they send you a specific butter that's flavored a certain way to complement the brown sugar of the tart.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They sent me, and it was a chocolate. They sent me the frosted strawberry, chocolate fudge, and the brown sugar cinnamon. And one of the butters to go with the chocolate fudge is like a habanero butter or something.
Wow.
So that's going to be probably what I have today as a taste test. Haley got the Taylor Swift package with like the scarf and the shirt. And she's like, you can wear my shirt. And I'm like, it's not even mine.
Yeah, we're driving to the wedding and we're in the Uber. And literally all Beck and I are doing is like rattling off Taylor Swift lyrics. Like literally just finishing each other's sentences with a different Taylor Swift lyric. Poor Red Star and Haley were like,
we should have done a segment of the podcast where
they were like, you should do this on your podcast. I'm like, yeah, but we're not even making sense.
Yeah, we were just spitting them out as they came.
Yeah, I was like, could you imagine? Just imagine somebody just being so casually cruel in the name of being honest.
Yeah. Well, I know for sure I would remember it all too well.
Could you imagine being kept like a secret when you kept them like an oath?
No.
And you guys did this in the car the whole time?
For 30 minutes on the way there. Yeah. Haley and Red Star were very confused.
But also amused. Confused and amused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Confused and amused. I think we have an email and then I think we have to wrap it up.
Here you go. Do you want anonymous or Jesse? We'll do one today and then one later.
Well,
whichever one's first.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse's quicker, and we're kind of going long here.
All right.
Becca, says Jesse, you have mentioned in the past how you are not scared of the thought of dying. Oh, this might be a bigger question. This might not be a quickie. My question is, how? Can you elaborate? Is this faith? Is it something you think about often? I'm always thinking about what will happen when I'm gone, and the thought of there maybe being nothing is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a long answer. I'm able to reconcile what I can't control a lot of times. And I have faith that there is a place that's better than Earth. And so that is what I believe in and like what my faith is in, which is God and having a relationship with God. And so I have a lot of peace in that. And I don't know the answers. Like, no one knows the answers. We're all just in the same boat of not knowing. But if you watch things or shows or interviews with people who have died and then been brought back to life, they all say the same thing, where they experience peace and light and like not wanting to come back from that. So I think there is something. I definitely believe there is something. I don't know what it is, but I also know that we are not in control or supposed to know. If we were supposed to know, then we would all know. And I think that's how I reconcile that. But I don't think about it a lot. It's just when we were talking about that one time, I was like, yeah, I don't really have that fear of dying.
I don't, you know, it's interesting because I have the same, I do believe in heaven and I have a strong faith, but you know, I don't like to think about that often. So.
No, I don't like to think about it often either. I literally don't think about dying often, but when I do, when people talk about like, oh, I'm so scared of it, I don't relate. I don't have that same fear is what I was saying. But I don't like to think about death in general. I don't, it's a morbid topic.
Right.
But I have seen, I wish I could think of the show on Netflix. There's a show on Netflix and they interview so many people who had different, like they have different faith backgrounds. Some of them don't believe in anything. And they all kind of said the same thing, which is they saw a light. They saw faces that they remembered. They didn't want to come back. And I think that can offer a lot of peace into like that fear of death. So I don't think it's something you should think about or worry about. I think it's something that you should, I mean, when I have fear about anything, I pray about it. So whatever your faith is or whatever you have a foundation in, I think you should seek that when you start to feel that fear creep in. So,
so
Stream Red, Taylor's version. I want them to take off all the old. I want the old version gone.
Gone.
I know, take I it off somebody, Spotify.
I saw somebody post in the Facebook group like, so should we not listen to the old versions? And I was like, no.
No. Also, I love the reinvention of Girl at Home on the Taylor's version.
Oh, and the acoustic State of Grace.
Oh.
Oh.
That one was always good, but yeah.
Ah.
Oh my God. So on that note. Oh, do you want to share what you that you got a shout out to Jess at the Virgin Hotel because she
she was at the front desk at the hotel that we stayed at the Virgin in Nashville. It was so cute. We walk up to check in. She has red starbursts on her desk. So I was like, this feels significant. I'm looking at those. And then she had a Dr. Pepper next to her phone. So I felt very. But she didn't tell me she was a podcast listener until the next day.
Oh,
yeah. But then she also said she has ADHD and doesn't make it all the way through. So I don't even know if she'll hear this.
Oh, she doesn't make it all. She's like, I can only listen to the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, she's like, I listen when I like walk the dog and I'll stop and then I like, will forget. And then I'll watch, you know, when I'm driving to work and then I'll forget. And I'm like, you know,
we should have given her the shout out in the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to Jess if you made it through this. And if you are not Jess and you stay at the Virgin Hotel, Jess is the best.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's all she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to Ben and Jess.
Yep. We love
congrats
you.
Congrats to Taylor Swift. Congrats to Britney Spears.
Do you just not want to leave me today? I feel like what's happening here?
Do you want me to wrap it up?
Yeah. I think okay. It's time to wrap it up.
All right. Hope you all have a great.
I mean, I'm enjoying being on this side of it.
I'm being ready to wrap it up.
No, because normally I'm the one that's trying to get you to stay. Stay. I've been loving you for quite some time.
Okay. Hope everyone has a great week and we love you. And we actually have a bonus episode coming out Thursday. So be looking for that.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.